looks awfully red down there, sir. Is Mars completely a desert in this sector?
No. You'll see the first signs of vegetation in a few moments. We're heading toward the equator, so there, to the west. See those patches of green? Yeah, I'm curious to know, Commander Clifford. Is any of that stuff edible?
No, Colonel. At least not in its raw state. With the arrival of the equipment you brought, we'll begin testing various preparations of plant life. And I do hope we succeed in making it edible, and soon the rations up here are getting pretty monotonous.
What about animal life, sir? I mean, is there really such a thing as a Martian?
Yeah, we don't actually know, Lieutenant. The base has been operated for only a short time, and to date, no animal form has been observed. Once the installation work is finished and the men can return to being scientists instead of plumbers and carpenters, we'll attack the problem with some systematic exploration.
How great do you think are the chances of discovering intelligent life?
Life in general is quite possible. The intelligent part, I can't really say. But even with the scarcity of oxygen, there is enough in the atmosphere to make it tenable.
Colonel, will we have time to explore any before returning to the ship?
Afraid not this trip. Conditions are too unsettled. And we should help the men all we can with unloading and everything.
Well, leave that to us, Colonel. Besides, you should devote some time to exercise after 8.5 months in space. Walking around will accustom you to the gravity and allow you to see something of our landscape.
Thank you, sir. That's great. Is the base near those mountains over there?
Where's that? Uh-oh, bad luck. There goes my Chamber of Commerce speech. Better fasten in quickly.
What is it, Commander?
A sandstorm, I'm afraid, which can be treacherous on Mars. What the Lieutenant observed off to the side here is a solid wall of red sand. The low gravity will raise one of these several miles into the atmosphere. I'm sending a radar.
Sir, wouldn't it be possible to fly over?
Possible, yes. But our fuel limitation makes it imperative that I try for the base. The remaining distance isn't great, but it's catching up to us in a big hurry.
What can we do to help, Commander?
Nothing, really. The dram will help, though. Here, swallow a couple of these, both of you. And hang on. Here she comes.
Sir, the instruments are all crazy.
How close are we getting to the ground?
Hard to tell. Getting buffeted in all directions. Our stabilizers are holding. We should be making headway.
What was that?
Another cargo. It's starting to shift. We didn't exactly prepare for this, but it should hold.
Millions of miles with this gear, and here we stand to lose it in the last 50.
That won't be all we'll lose if it goes.
Look ahead. It's getting lighter. I can see part of the sky.
You'll be thankful it isn't the other direction.
Not too soon. There went the first of the retaining wires. Most of the storm is behind us now, and we aren't too far off base. Keep your harness fastened while I set for landing.
Nice work, Commander, on your flying and your colony. So this is Mars City.
Right. The units in back are living quarters. The dome on the left is our day room. And that big bubble on the right is where we've just started building the labs. Breathing cowls up over your heads here. Put them on, and we'll walk over. Easy stepping out now. You're gonna feel mighty heavy at first. Those magnetics in space are murder on the arteries. But this is worse.
Boy, you weren't kidding.
Oh, a 20-mile hike is duck soup by comparison.
Now rest here for a moment. I'll bring your things inside.
Aren't you coming with us, sir?
No, you won't have any difficulty. I'd like to accompany you, except that I have to supervise selection of the return cargo. They're only sample ores and plant specimens, but I feel that Earth must see only our best examples if we're to continue receiving subsidies. Here's the skiff, complete with supplies of oxygen, mix, and fuel. You can't get lost. Just watch out for Martian mermaids.
Thanks for the advice. Maybe we'll come back with a live one.
Thank you.
valves, Lieutenant. They're not exactly watertight, but we'll be running on low speed, and I don't think there'll be any problem in that department.
Feels like a spring day on Earth, sir. The temptation to remove this ear and try to breathe without it.
You'd be knocked flat in 10 seconds. This air is equivalent to Earth's atmosphere at about 11 miles elevation. More than twice the height of Mount Everest. Otherwise, it's delightful. Hey, look here. Somebody's included a pair of old-fashioned paddles. Handy in case the turbine conks out.
The vegetation seems to be increasing along here, Colonel. And, sir, what's that in the sky over your shoulder? A flying saucer?
No, that's Deimos. One of the two Martian moons. If you look toward the horizon, you'll see Phobos, the larger of the two. It rises and sets 4 times a day, Deimos only once. But we're missing a lesson right here, Lieutenant. Notice this tree-like plant on our left? Now, the Martian year is 687 Earth days long, which means this tree has...
Colonel, excuse me, but on the other bank.
Where? What did you see?
It's gone now. That clearing directly opposite. Something ran across and into the bush. Quickly, sir. Can we take a closer look?
Right. But are you certain? What did it look like?
It was like a bird of some kind.
Be careful, Lieutenant. Watch your leads in that undergrowth.
I will, sir. Colonel, come here, quickly. I found it.
Bobby. It's an oversized bird, but covered with a scaly coat. What a find, Lieutenant. If this creature is half as important to science...
Listen to him respond, sir. It's almost as though he understands.
Clawed feet. Tipped beak for grubbing food, but gentle enough. Let's get him back to the base before...
Colonel! Good grief!
What?
It's a gigantic bird at the same time! Run, Colonel! Run, it's coming this way! I've got the little one!
Into the skiff! I've got to stand it up! This paddle will do. Man, it's coming on like an express train. Got it! Monster! One more out! Man! Phew! What a tough bird that would be for Thanksgiving dinner.
Colonel, you're injured. Here, let me help you into the skiff.
Nothing serious. No, I caught this as it went down. Just a scratch, that's all. I think we'd better shove off before Mama wakes up and starts looking around. How's Junior taking it? He looks scared.
He looks like I feel, sir. I've never seen anything so big move so fast.
One of the virtues of this low gravity. It almost finished us. That's much better, little one. Man. Are the biologists going to have a field day with you? Lieutenant, this is the trophy of your first trip into space, the most dramatic and one of the most important discoveries this planet could possibly offer. Other life will be found in the universe. However, the inspiration of this small creature will carry man to search and probe beyond this frontier to the furthest reaches of his imagination.